Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. Talk about how this message was born in your heart, the truest thing about you, and then how it evolved to a book.
Yeah, we planted the church here 4 years ago, and San Francisco, and being one of the least church cities in this nation, I didn't expect much. I went in with very low expectations, thinking, hey, it's going to probably take maybe 5 to 10 years to establish this church. So when we got in here, we started teaching through the book of Mark, and I really wanted to teach people in the city who the real Jesus was. Like, this is who Christ really is. And the church just, I mean, almost overnight, just exploded. Like, people started coming out of nowhere. I don't even know how it happened. Hmm. And we're in the Castro District, which is the gay district in San Francisco. It kept on growing and growing and growing, and after a year and a half, we were at, we're going to 3 services on a Sunday, and a lot of people were getting baptized and falling in love with Jesus. But there was this disconnect, and I think it's happened at every church, like you were saying, where people were still kind of living in sin, but following Jesus. And for me, I was like, if you really encounter the real Christ, he'll really transform
your
life.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And so I sat with my executive pastor and said, I need to teach on holiness. I need to, after Easter in 2011, I'm going to come at the church with like a list of things to do and not to do. I wanted to put my youth pastor hat back on and start making them wear promise rings and like sign pledges and like, don't sin anymore, promise me, and that sort of thing. But I had a real problem with that in my heart, because I knew that everyone here fled from more fundamental churches to live in San Francisco because they were tired of people telling them what to do. And then we had the whole, you know, with the gay community here, they've been destroyed by the church's lists. I wrestled with God about, what do I do? And I was reading Colossians, and I turned to chapter 2 and 3, and I saw Paul the Apostle telling the church in Colossae that lists don't work. At the end of chapter 2, he said, lists do nothing to constrain your sensual indulgences. These lists that you say, don't do this and don't handle that and don't touch this and don't touch that, do nothing. And then you get to chapter 3, which is on sanctification. He says, what you need to do is understand who you are in Christ. And then from there flows all the things that we are to do. It's the whole indicative imperative model. Everything that we're commanded to do, all the imperatives in Scripture are based on truths about us, indicatives. And so we went into a series on identity, and it transformed our church. It transformed me. It transformed our church. And one of my friends called me right after the first Sunday and said, this needs to be heard. And so I started a 2-year process of writing this book.